our performers this evening, Bruce and Mariel Bailey. Bruce and Mariel are from Seattle and are members of the Seattle Symphony, and they comprise the group known as the Emerald Duo, a group which over the past few years has permutated in other forms such as the Emerald Trio and the Emerald Quartet, adding a few people, but this year they are the Emerald Duo. Bruce tells me that they've been coming up here for the past five or six years to give concerts. And actually, Mariel, I believe, played up here a few times in the 80s as well. So they have some good history with the village. And I've had the privilege of, this will be my fourth concert accompanying them, and have enjoyed that very, very much. And so without further ado, we'll introduce, actually Mariel will be starting out doing a piece, and Bruce will join later.
We thought it would be appropriate to play the piece called Summer from Vivaldi's Four Seasons. This is a wonderful piece. It's part of four concertos. There's four seasons, so there's four concertos. And this is the second one. First you perform spring, then summer, then autumn, then winter. Vivaldi had a different idea of summer than I do. He says, it's hot, it's so hot you can hardly stand it. It starts out slow, you just feel you're dripping wet. Then there's a cuckoo bird. Then there's all kinds of breezes, soft breezes, then a violent storm. Second movement, a shepherd is taking a nap, only there's a fly buzzing around him. And there's some thunder off in the distance too. Third movement, there's a big storm, and a big hailstorm, as a matter of fact. So he had quite a different idea. I think of summer as a nice time, but he must have thought otherwise. So here it is.
Thank you. Thank you. kind of do-it-yourself stagehand here. I'll perform a piece by Max Bruch entitled Kol Nidrit. It is a Jewish sacred song and a very beautiful one. Larry looked up for me some words. This is a liturgical prayer for beginning of services on the eve of Yom Kippur. It asks that all unfulfilled vows to God be nullified and all transgressions forgiven.
Thank you.
I think we're waiting for a little recorder work here. The final work this evening is a duo by Zoltán Kodály. Kodály was a young man in Hungary, same time as the more famous Béla Bartók. The two of them were good friends, went to school, decided to investigate the music of their native land, Hungary. So they went out to the villages and they listened and they recorded, they transcribed, and then went two very different paths. Bartók internalized it, added other musical traditions, and ultimately evolved into the great composer we know today. Kodály didn't do that. Kodály stayed more with the literal Hungarian text, didn't transmute it, didn't transform it, but pretty much records the Hungarian ideas. This duo, Opus 7, is pretty early work, but already it's full of Hungarian tunes and is showy for the string players. I should add there's three movements here altogether.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.